Central Park is one of the very busiest places in Ashland today. And it was a very busy place during the Civil War, too. See, right back in here, the Union soldiers set up campsites in Central Park, and their wounded were treated at a makeshift Union hospital at the Aldine Hotel. Some Union soldiers, in fact, were buried beside Boyd County pioneers in local cemeteries.
During the Civil War, it was used as a Union hospital. Jenny Lynn, a Swedish nightingale, was supposed to have stood on a rock on the other side of the river and sang to these soldiers. It was in the hospital during the Civil War. Whether that's true or not, we don't know.
But for the most part, aside from that rare guerrilla raid by Confederate sympathizers, Catlettsburg and Ashland weathered the war in better condition than most communities.
Well, they are a tunnel. They are a slave tunnel here in Ashland. And it's in the house down on 10th and 11th and Bath. It was just a small tunnel. It went out maybe 100 foot from the basement. What they done, these runaway slaves, when they was about to get captured, they'd take and hide them in this tunnel. And when these guards left, they took them out and took them across the river. These tunnels, they talk about going to the river, you know. They couldn't have done that. I mean, from Dr. Martin's home, this was all sandy, sorrel sandy, and they'd have been caving in. And so all they done was hide them in this tunnel, and later on let them escape across the river.
But as a result of the war, Boyd County did have to come to terms with the question of slavery. Slave labor, after all, had helped to build the county. Now, with the Emancipation Proclamation, slavery was abolished. After the war, Catlettsburg strove to recapture her preeminent trade status, while Ashland continued to grow economically and socially. Economically, with the creation of Ashland Coal and Iron Company, Ashland Iron Furnace, and Norton Iron Works. Socially, with a rekindling of interest in public education. In 1876, another milestone was reached when the Kentucky legislature officially created the city of Ashland and thus set in motion the formation of a local government. Catlettsburg had been incorporated as far back as 1858. H.B. Brodess, publisher of the American Union, was elected Ashland's first mayor. The late 1800s also brought incredible changes to the area, including the establishment of fire and police departments, an electric company, a telephone exchange, a waterworks, and a hospital. In Ashland, there was even a Chinese hand laundry run by a man named Wu John. He joined the parade of local businesses. One of the oddest sights, however, must have been the streetcars up and down Winchester Avenue. They were for a time run by mule power. Electrically operated trolleys eventually replaced them.
In 1906, they opened the South Ashland line up. It you transferred to 29th Street and went to South Ashland. At the end of that line was Moore Street. And you could catch a streetcar down 6th Street and go clear to Huntington in the 20s and 30s. And if you wanted to come back from Huntington and wanted to go to Portsmouth, you could catch a streetcar in Huntington and come down here to the 15th Street and get off, walk down to the ferry boat, get a transfer, cross the ferry boat onto a streetcar waiting for you up to the top of the ferry grade, and you could go to Portsmouth from there. In fact, you could go from Huntington to Portsmouth on a streetcar.
An unusual thing happened in Ashland one day. The streetcar, which traveled actually from South Ashland, what we call the South Ashland streetcar, came down to 29th Winchester and turned toward town. It would go on through the town, the lower end, and when it was time to come back and make the trip back. Well, while it was parked out there, they made the reverse the trolley so they could take off. So they started out, and all at once the brakes quit. They said, well, the only thing to do is pull the trolley, and it'll stop itself. But it didn't. It kept moving down, and it had a hill to go down. So if you've ever been out that way, coming out of South Ashland, a little wood section comes down, hits Geiger Crossing. Well, that streetcar gained more momentum, and it got all the way down and was nearing Central Avenue where the underground takes on. So the conductor that was on the thing, he said to the few people that were on the streetcar, said, don't worry now, because when it goes down this dip, it'll stop. But it didn't. It came up on the other side, went all the way to Winchester, couldn't make the turn to go to town, and came off of the tracks and wrecked and broke two telephone poles down. And there was a lot of excitement, and I think they have the pictures at the Independent. I've never seen the pictures that they took at that time, but it was quite an excitement in Ashland.